Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Friday, August 26th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to the weekend edition of Wing TV. For starters, we have to send a big thank you out to Hesham Talawi. Mm-hmm. Last night we appeared on his show, Current Issues TV. The first hour we were preceded by Mordecai Vanunu. Mm-hmm. Then we came on the second hour, and about three quarters of the way through the show, we were joined by Cindy Sheehan down in Crawford, Texas. So you had Vanunu, Wing TV, and Sheehan all within a two-hour period. The show was very, very fast-moving, and we just want to send out a thank you to them.
Yeah, we were able to extend to Cindy our warm wishes and send her our love from not only us, but on behalf of all of you as well. And we were really glad that she was able to get back to Crawford.
Yeah, we told her how some of the people that had sent us pictures from Crawford, we had them in the photo galleries afterwards. She seemed very delighted about that the word's getting out. So we're glad about that. Now, last night, Eric Huffschmidt appeared on George Norrie's Coast to Coast AM. And we're going to tell you a little bit about how this all came about, and then we're going to tell you about the show. Early this week, we received an email from Eric, and he said that he had been contacted by George Norrie's people, not by George himself, by his people, and they wanted him to appear on Coast to Coast AM this Thursday. That would have been last night. Now, last Friday, as everyone remembers, I wrote that article called George Norrie and the Shadow Rodents, where I said, why are you talking about this ridiculous stuff? Shadow rodents and Bigfoot and Loch Ness monsters get to 9/11 in a controlled demolition.
Right.
So Eric appeared on the show, and last night when we were out taking our walk, I was telling Lisa, I said, you know what? If Norrie does right by Huffschmidt, we can come out on the show and actually say something good about Norrie. Give credit where credit's due.
I emailed Eric right before the show, and I told him, hit it out of the park, Eric. Knock him dead.
Right.
And he knew exactly what I meant. And he said, I'm not going to be on until 2 a.m. So the show was on for a whole hour before he actually got on. And it plays at 2 a.m. 2 a.m. would have been an hour into it here in Pennsylvania.
Right. Now, when we talked to Eric on the phone earlier in the week, he said that when they initially called him, they said they wanted to come on. They said, what would you like to talk about? And he said, well, how about 9/11? And they said to him, oh, well, that's old. We've talked about that already. What else do you have? And Eric covers also things like the JFK assassination and also the Apollo moon hoax.
Mm-hmm.
So as we're discussing this throughout the week, I finally said to Lisa, I says, the worst case scenario, the disaster, will happen if Eric starts talking about this moon hoax stuff and they bring on Richard C. Hoagland and slaughter him.
And guess what happened?
They started talking about the moon hoax. They brought on Richard C. Hoagland, who's also known as Richard C. Hoaxland, because he's nothing but one of the hitmen for Coast to Coast AM, and it turned into a disaster. Now, I didn't get to listen to the first hour and a half of Eric's appearance, so I'm going to let Lisa take it from here.
Well, Eric started off with a bang. He did really well in the beginning. He began by talking about the overwhelming evidence and the fact that there's no shortage of evidence that 9/11 was an inside job. And he did say the World Trade Center towers were blown up by controlled demolition. And he started getting into all of that, but he didn't talk about the science.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get into the physics of it, which is a shame. He did bring up Building 7, and he did bring up the virtual freefall. And so I was really excited that he was getting all of this out with a massive audience listening to him. And everything seemed to be going well until they brought on Richard Hoagland.
Right.
Because the moon hoax came up. And then George Norrie wanted to have a little debate about the moon hoax.
Yeah. Now, we talked to Eric before the show. He said that Norrie was the one that first brought up the moon hoax. Lisa says she remembers him being the one. And tell how that transpired.
Well, they were talking about what else Eric was linking 9/11 to. And it went into the JFK assassination, and then he said the Apollo moon hoax. And Norrie asked, how are they linked? And he said, well, some of the same people are involved in all three, I believe. And so then he starts asking him about the moon hoax, and he said, I wasn't going to bring this up. That's what George Norrie said. But since you brought it up, let's talk about it. And right there, I knew it was going to go completely downhill.
And I guess shortly thereafter, then, they just happened to call Richard C. Hoagland.
Yeah, for an impromptu conversation on the phone at 3:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Now, I didn't get to hear any of the material Eric talked about, the controlled demolition, but Lisa was telling me he really wasn't getting into the science of it. And see, this is the thing that if anybody gets a chance to speak about 9/11, they have to talk about
right.
the science of it. That's what we were so cognizant of in 9/11 on trial, was that we very methodically went down the line and we used physics and mathematics and all of these variables to talk about the controlled demolition. And it seemed like he was more scattershot, wasn't
it? I put forth such an effort in trying to get through to this show, and the phone rang many, many times, and I just sat there with the phone ringing, and Nori wouldn't pick it up. And several times the phone was disconnected. I had a ring, and then it just went to a dial tone, so somebody was hanging up on my calls, too. When I finally did get through, I had to argue with the screener just to be able to get put in the queue.
But that's way at the end of the show, so let's hold off on that. Now, I get up at 3:30 this morning, and as soon as I get up, Lisa comes out. She's listening to the show. She has the phone there. She has her notepad. She's taking notes. I said, "How's it going?" And she says, "Richard C. Hoagland's on." And I said, "Oh, my God. It can't be."
This guy's tone was so condescending to Eric Hufschmidt. It was a disgrace. They were talking to him as though he were a child.
Yeah. And, I mean, say the things they're telling. Like, Eric, take a deep breath.
George Norrie told Eric Hufschmidt, "You're ranting and raving. Take a deep breath. Calm down. You need to calm down." And he asked Eric Hufschmidt, "How old are you?" Very snide, very condescending.
Yeah, and I heard the same thing from 3:30 till 5 o'clock, was that every time Eric would jump in and say something, Hoagland would have this patronizing, condescending attitude toward him, like he was a child. It was so embarrassing to hear. And this is the problem, and this is my theory on what happened, is that the heat's on Coast to Coast AM to start talking about real issues. A lot of it, I believe, comes from Wing TV. People out there watching the show contacting them and saying, "When are you going to get real about something?" So they started looking over the 9/11 researchers, and they found Eric's site, and they saw the moon hoax stuff, and they thought, this is one that we can manipulate and make him look foolish by tying 9/11 then into the moon hoax, like he's just some kind of crazy conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, there was no reason to even bring up the moon hoax.
None whatsoever.
They should have stuck to 9/11, and I was really hoping that Eric would steer them back toward 9/11 and the World Trade Center towers. This is what has been disproven, the government conspiracy theory about the towers collapse.
Yeah.
There's no need to diverge off onto these tangential side roads and talk about stuff that's going to make you look foolish. Or the way they were trying to characterize Hufschmidt, he's an excitable person anyway. He's very impassioned, and they were trying to make him sound irrational.
Right.
By arguing with him about the moon hoax.
Yeah, and every time he would jump in there, they would shut him down by mocking him.
Well, they were ganging up on him. They were railroading him.
Yeah, and so what it was there was no focus to 9/11. They were scattershot. They were talking about JFK. They were talking about the moon hoax. And then about the Pentagon, and all the phone calls coming in to there were talking about the moon hoax.
They didn't even take phone calls. At the very beginning, they took some, you know, chupacabra, shadow rodent-type phone calls, you know, nonsense. And then the entire time Eric was on, for the first hour or hour and a half, it was no phone calls, or maybe even 2 hours. And so I was trying to get through, and I couldn't get through. And it wasn't until the very last hour, or the last 45 minutes, that they actually started allowing phone calls, and I was in the queue for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Just waiting.
And see, Hoagland is so pompous, and he just hogged the entire show. And he's a professional. We give him credit for that. As George Norrie even said, he said at one point, it's like, well, whenever we need to go to somebody, Richard C. Hoagland always seems to be the one who's there.
Conveniently enough.
Yeah, conveniently enough.
In the middle of the night.
So, at 4 o'clock in the morning, he just happens to be awake all the time whenever they need help. So, see, George Norrie can always keep playing the good cop, and then he'll bring in Hoagland or someone like that, and Hoagland just monopolized the conversation. He turned it into NASA and Mars and all his research.
Right.
And at one point,
it turned out to be about Hoagland.
Yeah. At one point, they came back from a break, And George Norrie's like, well, we're back with Richard C. Hoagland, and we're talking about the Apollo moon hoax. And it was like, wait a second, I thought Eric Hupschmidt was the guest.
Someone else was listening, too, Michael Langston, and he sent me an email during it during the show, and he said, they just came back from break, and George Norrie called Eric Hupschmidt his friend and Richard Hoagland the guest.
Yeah, I mean, that's how bad it was. And there was no focus. You see, now, last night, when we were doing Hesham Talawi's show, somebody called in to the show and started talking about the Pentagon. And we said, well, you know, we've researched this, but in all honesty, we want to keep focusing on the crux issue. These peripheral issues are important,
because
of course.
We can disprove the World Trade Center collapses. Yes. We have disproven. And it's just a damn shame that the science isn't what people put forward first when they want to argue these points. The rest isn't meat.
Right.
The rest is potatoes.
Yeah. And that's what the science is, what we have to talk about. And for some reason, Eric wasn't bringing up, you know, the gravity free falls and the
pulverized
temperatures,
concrete,
and all of those things.
He did talk
which
about
in his book.
The seismographic data. And
they mocked and
they
Hoagland
mocking
mocked him,
him
on that
yeah.
big time. So the other thing is, whenever Eric would talk, you know, he would get excitable, and they would have to like beat him back down again. And George would say like, Eric, get under control now. You're ranting and raving or something like that. Now it's funny because whenever Alex Jones is on, they're ranting and raving like a lunatic, 20 times worse than Eric Hupschmidt. They never say that to Alex Jones.
No.
But both of them came across, I mean, especially with Jones, and then that's the way they were portraying Hupschmidt, is that they're these wild-eyed conspiracy theorists.
Right.
That why can't they come on the show and very logically, very methodically, very systematically talk about the scientific evidence instead of veering off all over?
The best way to talk to people about the 9/11 conspiracy is in a measured, calm, composed voice. And you have to talk about the science. If Richard Hoagland came on, he was very measured. He was very calm. He sounded very confident.
Yep.
And he is very confident because he's played this game many, many times before.
He's a pro at it.
And so if you counter that with an air of excitability and you're all over the place and you're reacting emotionally, they've got you.
Right. And having George Norrie on Hoagland's side, of course, didn't hurt.
Yeah, George Norrie said he sided with Richard Hoagland, and he said he does believe we went to the moon, and that's when he asked Eric Hupschmidt, how old are you?
Yeah.
Very, very disrespectful to the guest.
Yeah.
Just very, totally disrespectful to the guest. And what's funny, you bring up Alex Jones. Alex Jones, who takes every opportunity to exploit other people on different guest shows.
Mm-hmm.
Every single show he can call into, he always calls in. Alex Jones did not call in last night to back up Eric Hupschmidt. I tried like hell. And where was Alex Jones? And he, George Norrie, even introduced Eric as, well, Eric Hupschmidt is a researcher. He has a different view of 9/11. No, he doesn't, George, because you also had David Ray Griffin on there who had the same view. Alex Jones believes it was a controlled demolition, too.
So this isn't a different view. And the thing that, as I was listening to this show, finally I realized, why won't George Norrie bring us onto his show?
He would not take phone calls, and we believe they have caller ID. We don't know for sure, but I was ready for him.
Yeah, but let me get back to this, Lisa. They have these other guests on, the ones that they can manipulate, the ones that they can make look like a lunatic like Jones, or the one that they can patronize like Eric Hupschmidt. Why don't they get us on there? George Norrie says all the time, we have to do something in this country. We have to get to the ultimate truth and so forth. Well, if we came on that show, we wouldn't be flying all over the place. We wouldn't allow him to erode us. We wouldn't allow them to patronize us because we'd very systematically, point by point, go over the science of a controlled demolition. And that's what it is. So before the show, I told Lisa, I says, we have to start taking matters into our own hands. And that's where we need your help. We're going to form something. It's not going to be something structured, but we're going to form the Wing TV Activist Army. We need your help. We need to start getting people together and contacting them and putting the heat on them, because every time we get our hopes up for one of these shows, we end up being very disappointed because they manipulate the situation.
See, we were talking about this last night too, and I said that's why they let Alex Jones on this show, because they know what he sounds like. He sounds like a lunatic.
Yeah.
And so he sort of discredits himself through his delivery. That's why they let him on, because just the way he delivers the information makes it sound preposterous.
Yeah.
And they count on that for people not to take it seriously.
Well, that's the wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, the raving, ranting lunatic. So next week, we're going to put something up on the Wing TV homepage. We're going to talk more about it. And we have to finally do something. If you care about getting the information out, we have to not rely on these other people in the alternative media, because the more we see it, the more we realize that there is a cabal that doesn't have our best interests in mind. And if you don't believe me, go to the Wing TV homepage right now. There's a new article up. It's called Proof: Alex Jones Sells Out to ABC. Folks, this article blows it wide open once again. And how much evidence and how much proof are you going to need before you finally say, this guy is not on our side? Now, this is it takes information from James Lloyd's article about the Gray Affair, which happened down in Trinidad, Texas, and then an investigative reporter,
Thomas Holbrook,
actually contacted the Grays and had an update on this story.
Right.
And I'll tell you, it's mind-blowing.
Out of the horse's mouth.
Right. And what happened, in a nutshell, we'll let you read the article, but Alex Jones went down there and visited John Gray and his family. They were in a siege situation. It was a standoff of them against the Texas authorities. Alex Jones finagled his way in, got the Gray family's trust, and videotaped them. Now, a few days later, Alex Jones comes back to their ranch. And the Gray said the only way he's allowed to use this film is after the entire standoff, the entire siege, is over with. Because he videotaped the inside of their house, the strategic mm-hmm. locations. So Alex Jones comes back with who? ABC's 2020.
Imagine that.
Now, how does Alex Jones get hooked up with 2020? Aren't they the enemy? Isn't the corporate-controlled mainstream media the enemy?
And this was a while back.
Yeah, so he's begging John Gray to let 2020 come into his house and photograph it. And Mr. Gray said no.
Right.
He doesn't want 2020 in his house. He doesn't
exactly.
trust them. So 2020 wants to air a show on this. They don't have any footage. So what does Alex Jones do? He sells his footage that he shot, that he promised John Gray that he wouldn't release until this whole siege was over. He sold it to ABC.
Mr. Gray says that Jones thought the Grays would be dead before it got aired.
Yeah, according to Mr. Gray, he thought that Jones thought that it was going to be another Waco-like situation happening. So that's how serious it is.
Patriot, huh?
Yeah, so not only does Jones betray the Gray family, but he also endangered their lives because being uh-huh. that this is a standoff, now they had all of the dimensions and they had the whole inside of his house, so they could know what happened. And if you think this is, well, taking things a little too far, the last time there was a siege, a standoff in Texas, guess what happened?
People died.
David Koresh and over 80 people got burned to death in Waco, Texas. So this isn't something that can be taken lightly.
Yeah, we urge you to read the article that we're going to have out on this. Is it up on the homepage today?
Yeah, it's up right now.
Please read this closely. Alex Jones, I don't know how you're going to talk your way out of this one, because this isn't just somebody writing an article about you. This is a direct response from the people involved, the Grays.
And we also hear that GCN has made it a corporate policy, a network policy, that nobody is allowed to speak about the Alex Jones affair. Anytime that anyone calls into the show, they're hung up on immediately. So what we're going to do on Monday is bring up 10 questions to Alex Jones.
Again.
These are 10 different questions about the Grays. And we're going to ask him how long he's had an affiliation with ABC News. And this is very important because when we put out a few months ago this article called GCN is an ABC affiliate, everyone went crazy. They're like, there's no way that GCN could sell out.
I took a lot of heat for that, and it's true.
Yeah, so now we know that not only does GCN use ABC satellites, they're now also using ABC programming. They're also using the same advertising that ABC uses.
And they're playing footsie with ABC, period.
Right, and Alex Jones sold this videotape to ABC's 2020. How much more proof do you need before something starts to smell real rotten?
We've tried for years now to get through to these alternative media people and to get them to start doing the right thing. We have to bypass them now because they're hopeless.
The alternative media, at least the ones that we mentioned, if you go to the Wing TV homepage, read Anatomy of a Betrayal. These people are not on our side. They're becoming the enemy.
There are a few good ones out there,
yeah,
and the rest of them are just totally in the can.
Yeah.
We need to go directly to you now. We're asking you to help us,
yes,
get this information out.
Yeah, we're
call these shows, fast blast them, email them, put the pressure on, load their phone lines up, drive them nuts.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to start every week a single campaign. We're going to focus very, very finely on one thing and say, this is what we're going to do this week. And if any of us are serious about making a difference, this is what we have to do. We can't rely on George Norrie. We can't rely on Art Bell. We can't rely on Mike Rupert.
And a good example of how your calls and emails and letters work is the fact that the micro broadcasters put Frank Whalen back,
yeah,
on the radio in Texas because of pressure from people like you.
Yeah, exactly. We can't rely on Amy Goodman. We
no.
can't rely on Alex Jones, because every time that we get our hopes up, these people just knock us out at the knees and let us down.
Alex Jones could have got on that show last night to back up what Eric Hufschmidt was saying about the World Trade Center collapses. Alex Jones did not even try.
Well, we don't know if he didn't try or not, but if he would have
called
up and said,
for sure.
Yeah, if he would have said, this is Alex Jones.
Look, I was getting ringing phone, okay?
Yeah.
I wasn't getting all dial tones. If I was getting that, Alex could have. And
yeah,
he could have just as easily called Alex Jones as Richard Hoagland.
Right.
Why didn't he call him instead?
Because,
or David Ray Griffin?
Because, you see, they were making Eric look foolish.
Yes.
And Alex Jones didn't want anything to do with that. The whole thing was a setup. We're convinced of it, that they brought Eric on,
right,
to talk about this moon hoax stuff, to bring in Richard Hoagland.
To discredit him, make him look irrational,
yeah,
and to make him look foolish. And the whole notion of 9/11 being an inside job, being foolish because it's linked to a moon hoax.
Right, exactly.
Conspiracy.
So, folks, there's so much going on. We hope, and don't get us wrong, we like Eric Hufschmidt.
We like
a
him
lot.
Very much. And he did great with the information he did put out right away about the controlled demolition.
Yeah.
So don't misinterpret what
yeah,
we're saying.
We like Eric, but we're
he
also
got railroaded.
Yeah, but also we're coming out here and we're going to tell you the truth.
Right.
You know, even if we have to talk about somebody that we like, we're telling you the truth, and we're not going to give you this BS like the other shows and the other sites are giving you.
You've got to hit them with the science. You must always hit them with the science and not your opinion.
Yeah.
Not your opinion about what happened, but the widely accepted physics is what they cannot argue or refute.
Folks, we have a big battle in front of us. Are you ready to start fighting? I know we are. Have a good weekend. We'll be back on Monday with another show of Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
Have a good weekend.